Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much once again for tuning in for our time of prayer and devotional. Today, our devotional topic will be, No Matter What, I Trust You, Lord. And I will be reading from Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. And it reads, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. So I just wanted to focus today on us truly trusting in the Lord. I know that fear is beginning to rise in some of our spirits again. Doubt is beginning to cloud our minds once again, and many people are starting to waver in their faith, and many people are asking, God, where are you? Many are confused as to why 2020 has turned out the way that it has. And many people keep saying that 2020 is ghetto, which I wish that we all would stop saying, because I feel like to call 2020 ghetto is to call God ghetto, and that is not an attribute or a characteristic of God at all. And just because this year isn't going the way that we planned doesn't mean that it isn't going the way that God planned and how God has orchestrated and is allowing everything that is happening and that is taking place in our world right now. So instead, I want us to, and not even I, God wants us to trust in the Lord with our whole hearts and to lean not on our own understanding, but literally in all of our ways, acknowledge him and submit to him in the path that he has created for us. And know that God knows what he's doing, and the fact that he knows what he's doing, I want us to get in the habit of saying, no matter what happens, I trust in you, Lord. And I don't want us to just say it out of routine or just to say it because I'm telling you to say it or just to say it because it sounds good or it sounds like the right thing to do, it sounds like the right thing to say, but I want us to truly say it because we believe it, that no matter what happens around us, that we trust in him. And let's also not forget who God is. And one thing that really helps me is just truly not only just knowing and relying on the names of God and who he is and his characteristics and his attributes and what he's capable of doing, but for us to truly have an experience, experience him in those ways and to truly rest in who he is. It's one thing for us to say that he's our provider, but when our world gets shaken up, we have to truly trust in him as our provider. So we know that Lord is Adonai. We know that God is Adonai. He's our great Lord, our master, our ruler. We also know that Satan is the ruler of the world, but we also know that he is not more powerful than God, that he still has to get permission from God before he even moves or attacks or does anything. So the fact that God still has power over him is just powerful. We know that God is sovereign. We know that he's just. We know that he's all-powerful. We know that he's our all-powerful creator. We know that God knows all, that he creates all, and that he's literally everywhere at all times. So no matter what's happening around this world, God is still there. He hasn't stepped to Africa and forgot about the U.S. He hasn't gone to India and forgotten about Australia. He's literally everywhere. This whole world is literally in the palm of his hand, as we all know and say. We know that God is there in whatever situation or circumstances that we may be in our lives, and we know that he's able to deliver us. We know that he's able to allow us to be able to escape the things that are beginning to be a stronghold in our life. We know that there's nothing that can escape his awareness. We know that there's nothing that can escape his view or his sight. And the fact that we know these things, when things happen around us, I want us to be reminded of who he truly is and even where he is in the midst of the things that we're going through. And to know that the fact that even amidst everything that's going on in this world, many of us still have our own personal struggles and personal challenges that have nothing to do with the pandemic, or maybe during the time of this pandemic, it has increased our struggles or the way that we react to things, the way that we think about things, and so on and so forth. So I want us to remember that God knows all of our troubles. He knows all of our needs. We know that he is El Shaddai. We know that he's the all-sufficient one, that he is God Almighty, that there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for him to handle. There's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for him to fix, to change, or to even make new. And we know that he is who he says he is, that he is I am that I am. And the fact that he is who he is, he's going to do what he says he's going to do, and he's going to be just as he says who he is. And I just want us to truly be mindful of that, to remember that, and for us not to let the things of this world, for us not to let the things of this world allow us to forget who he is. We know that he's the creator of this universe. We know that if he has so much power to literally create everything that exists right now, that surely he can get us through this season that our world is in, that our nations are in right now. So no matter what happens, I just want us to truly keep our eyes on him, for us to be able to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And while some and others may trust in themselves, or there may have even been times where we've began to trust in the things that we can do and not the things that God can do. We know that there are some who trust in worldly things, and we want to make sure that we aren't trusting in worldly things, but we are truly trusting in the name of the Lord. Just as the Bible verse says that some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, a name that cannot fail, a name that will not fail us. So just as we are seeing COVID cases beginning to increase again, God is still who he says he is. And even though this is happening around us, we are still going to trust in the name of the Lord. Even though unemployment is beginning to still rise and increase, we still will trust in the name of the Lord. Even though there is a dust storm that is spreading through many parts of the world, we will still trust in the Lord. Even the fact that we're getting cases of West Nile virus now, we're still going to trust in the name of the Lord. So no matter what happens around us, I just want us to truly trust in him and who he is and what he's capable of doing. And even for us to continue to draw near to him during this time, even for us to seek him for change and transformation, even in our personal lives, because we aren't perfect. There may be things that we are doing or are engaged in that are not pleasing to God, for us to be able to use this as an opportunity to get back right with him, to get close to him, to do the things that he has truly called for us to do, and to know that as we trust him, that he will be the one who will direct our paths. He will be the one who will direct our thoughts and our actions. As long as we stay close to him, as long as we keep our eyes, our mind focused on him, and as long as we are truly, truly living for him and him alone and not anything else and not anyone else, we know that God has given authority to the government, but we are still trusting in the Lord. We know that the fact that those who are in positions that they are in, that God has appointed them, is no surprise that they are where they are, but we are still going to trust in the Lord. So I just want you guys to carry that on with you for the rest of this week, for us to truly, truly trust in God. No matter what happens, no matter what's going on around us, we are still going to seek him in prayer. We're still going to seek him for change. We're still going to seek him for justice. And we're still going to rely and trust that he is able to do what he says that he will do. So I pray that encourage you this morning. We will go before
the Lord for a brief period of prayer. So if you all could join me and just assume whatever posture of prayer works for you at this time, and even join me in prayer as I pray. So dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. We thank you, Father, just for all that you're doing in and through us, oh God. We thank you, Father, for even the things that you're doing around us, oh God, even the things that you're doing that we can see, even the things that you're doing that we can't see, oh God. But we thank you, Father, that you are in our midst, oh God, that you are literally surrounding us 24/7, oh God. We thank you, Father, that all that is happening in this world, that is not a surprise to you, oh God, that you are still orchestrating things, oh God, that you are still putting things in place, oh God, that you're still moving things around, oh God, that you're still a God who's blessing us, oh God, that you're still a God who's making ways out of no ways, oh God. So on today, Lord, we just come before you, just trusting you, oh God, trusting in you with our whole hearts, oh God, not leaning on our own understanding, oh God, not leaning on what we can see from our physical eyes, oh God, but just asking that you will help us to even see things differently, oh God, for us to be able to see things from your perspective, oh God, for us to have eyes like you have, oh God, and for us to know that you may not even allow us to be able to understand everything, and that's completely fine, but just for us to be able to have faith, oh God, for us to be able to truly trust in what you're doing, oh God, to truly trust in the work that you're doing in and around us, to truly trust in the work that you're doing in each and every one of our lives, oh God. So we just ask, Father, that you will continue to draw us near and close to you, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We will go into this day, oh God. We will go into this week, oh God, declaring and decreeing good things, oh God, great things, oh God, even expecting great things, oh God. We ask, Father, that you would just give us a spirit of expectancy, oh God, that we will go forth on this day, that we will go forth on this week expecting great things, oh God, expecting for you to show up in marvelous ways, oh God, expecting for you to show up in magnificent ways, oh God, expecting for you to show up in miraculous ways in and through our lives and even around us and even for our countries and our nations, oh God. We stand in expectancy, oh God. We trust in you, oh God. We trust in you, Father, to lead us, oh God. We trust in you, Father, to guide us, oh God. We trust in you, Father, to order our steps, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will continue to direct our steps, that you will continue to direct our paths, that you will help us to stay on the path of righteousness, oh God. Help us to remain close to you, oh God. Help us to stay on the path that you have truly destined and created for us, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you that we are able to call you Abba, Father, oh God. We thank you that you are our Lord, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are Adonai, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our great Lord, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are majestic, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our total authority, oh God. We thank you that you are the strong one, oh God, that we don't have to be strong by ourselves, oh God, but that you will be the one who gives us the strength that we need each and every day, oh God, that we truly depend and rely on you as our strong one, oh God, as our strong tower, oh God, as our refuge, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are all powerful, oh God, that you're more powerful than the things of this world, oh God, that you're more powerful than any obstacle we may face, oh God, that you're more powerful than any circumstance that we may even be in right now, oh God, that you're even more powerful than the enemy, oh God, that you're even more powerful than COVID, oh God, than this virus that's plaguing our nation, that you still have control over it, oh God, that you are still more powerful than it is, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even the things that are happening in this world, the dust storms, oh God, the West Nile virus, oh God, the locusts, oh God, that you are more powerful than them all, oh God. So we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you that we can trust in you, oh God. We thank you, Father, that we can depend on you and you alone, oh God. So we thank you that you are the all-powerful one, oh God, that you are Elohim, oh God, that you are the one who is the creator of heavens and earth, oh God. Help us to reflect on all that you are, all that you are for us, oh God, even all that you're doing for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are supreme, oh God, that you are sovereign and that you are just, oh God. So we pray right now, Father, just asking for justice to take place in our world, oh God. And we trust in you to know that you will make it happen, that you are able to make it happen, oh God, and that we can trust in you that it will happen, oh God. So help us to persevere through all that is going on around us, oh God. Help us to endure everything that we have to in order to get through what it is that you have laid out for us to experience, oh God. But help us also to know that you have not created these things to consume us, oh God. But this is just a season that we all have to go through, oh God, and that we will come out stronger, oh God, that our faith will be stronger, oh God, that we will be able to trust in you wholeheartedly, oh God, that our faith will not waver, oh God. So we thank you even for the things that we don't even understand, oh God. But we thank you also, Lord, that you know everything that's happening. You know everything that's going on around us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you see all, that you know all, and that you are truly in the midst of us all the time, oh God. We thank you that there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for you to do, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our all-sufficient God. We thank you that we can trust in you for everything, that you are the supplier of all of our needs, oh God, that anything that we stand in need of, oh God, we trust that you are the one who's able to make it happen, oh God, that you are the one who will deliver on your promises, oh God. So we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, that you are a God who doesn't change, that you are a God who never fails. So help us to truly reflect and rely on who you are at all times, oh God. Whenever doubt or worry or fear begins to overcome us, oh God, or even clouds our judgment, oh God, help us to navigate back to who you are, to what your characteristics are, to what your attributes are, to what you are able and capable of doing, oh God. So we come before you on this day, Lord, just even asking for forgiveness of things that we've done that haven't been pleasing to you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will cleanse us from the inside out. We ask, Father, that you will make us new, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even give us a fresh anointing, oh God. Give us a fresh fire for you, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even begin to stir things up in us spiritually, oh God, like never before, oh God. Give us a desire, oh God, to be able to seek after you like never before, oh God. Help us to trust you like never before, oh God. Help us to stay rooted and planted in who you are and what your word says, oh God. Help us to not be led astray by things that are not of and like you, oh God. Help us to not be led astray or doubt or worry for the things that are going on around us, oh God. And even all that's happening around us, oh God, we come before you right now, Father, asking that you will even show up as our miracle worker, oh God. We thank you that all things are in your hands, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will just deliver and release miracle signs and wonders here on this earth, oh God. We thank you, Father, that even the things that are happening, that is getting our attention, oh God. But we ask, Father, that as we go on about our days, oh God, that we will seek you, oh God, that we will seek you for wisdom, oh God, that we will seek you for godly wisdom, oh God, that we will seek you for knowledge, that we will seek you for understanding, oh God. We even ask, Father, that you will help us to use wisdom in all that we do, oh God. Help us to even take this virus seriously, oh God. Help us to take the necessary precautions so that we are not only to be able to stay safe and healthy, oh God, but that we are even also mindful of even people around us, oh God. Help us to know that going out and partying and being in large groups and things that we shouldn't be doing, that all those things, that it's not worth it for our health. It's not worth it for the health of those around us, oh God. So we ask, Father, that you will help us in this season, oh God, that you will help us during this pandemic, oh God,
that you will help us to be led by you and to be led by you alone, and for us not to be led by our flesh, oh God, for us not to be led by our fleshly desires and the things that we want to do, oh God, but help us truly to be led by you and you alone, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will continue to show up in our lives, that you will continue to show up in this world and nations, oh God. We ask, Father, and we will continue to keep asking for a cure for this virus. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the cure, that you have the cure, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will even allow people to use wisdom so that this virus, the cases don't begin to continue to increase. But even as they already have, oh God, we ask, Father, that there would be an increase in recoveries, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you will truly help each and every one of us to be able to take this virus and this pandemic seriously, oh God. We thank you once again for what you're doing. We thank you for even what you're getting ready to do, oh God. We thank you for even what you want to teach us in this season, oh God. And we ask, Father, that you help us to stay in the center of your will so that we don't miss all that it is that you are trying to show us, all that it is that you are even trying to reveal to us, oh God. So help us to go about this day and this week and even days and weeks and months to come, truly trusting in you, oh God. Allow us to be able to experience you in a new way where we are truly able to trust you no matter what happens around us, no matter what goes on around us, that we will trust in you, oh God. That whatever personal struggles, whatever personal challenges, whatever things that we are seeking for you to do in our own personal lives, oh God, help us to continue to seek you in prayer, oh God, but help us to continue to truly trust in you and to know that you will show up for us, oh God, that you will grant us favor, oh God, that you will grant us a double portion of your favor, oh God, that you will grant us a double portion of your blessings, oh God. So we thank you, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will keep us covered and protected, oh God, that you will keep us covered and protected from the evil one, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will send forth your angels to cover us, to keep us, to guide us, and to encamp all around us, oh God. May you be our shield. May you be our protector, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will keep us from danger seen and unseen, oh God, and that you will keep us away from all hurt, harm, and danger, oh God. Cover us, oh God. Keep us, oh God. Be our shelter, oh God. Be our protector as we need you to be, oh God. We ask, Father, that any plans that the enemy has over our lives, oh God, we even ask that you will reveal those things to us, oh God, so that we may be able to be alert of the things that he's trying to do around us, that when he tries to tempt us into things that you have not created or destined for us to be tempted by or to even dwell in, oh God, that you will help us to be alert of those things, oh God, and for us to be able to cast those things down, oh God. So we thank you once again for what you're doing. Continue to help us to truly trust in you and to trust in you alone. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. And we thank you for all that you are getting ready to do, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you all so much for tuning in this morning. I pray that this devotion time and prayer has blessed you and that you truly just go about this day and this week trusting in the Lord. Feel free to watch the replay. I will leave it up, and you can also feel free to share it with someone who you may feel needs some encouragement at this time, or even if you just share it on your page, you never know who will come across it. That truly, truly needs the word that was spoken and the prayer that was spoken on today. So I love you guys, and I will see you all next Monday at 7 a.m. And as always, if you have any prayer requests, please feel free to either put them in the comments, or you can also message me or DM me or email them to me at hello@aspiritualwarrior.com. So have a blessed and amazing Monday, and a blessed and amazing week. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.